and a high degree of civil obedience. The factors that drive poaching, the poverty, unemployment, etc., are less evident in Botswana than in a number of the other countries in this region. And that means that the ingredients are there, combined with high tourism interest, to create a successful black rhino reintroduction scenario.
Raoul Dutois runs the Lowveld Rhino Trust in Zimbabwe. Thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
This Stock and Commodity Report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter, July wheat 5.11 up 4.5, September 5.19.5 up 4, soft July wheat 4.94.25 up 5.5, September 4.99.5 up 5, July corn 3.60 up 6, September 3.66 up 6.25, December 3.75.5 up 5.5. Go out to July of 16, $4.75 up 6. July soybeans, 9.64.75, up 7.25. September, 9.39.25, up 8.75. November, 9.36.25, up 8.5. July soybean meal, 3.21.90, up 1.10. July soybean oil, 32.89, down a penny. June live cattle, 151.87.5, down 17.5. August feeders are 224.25, down 60. And July lean hogs are 77.57.5, and they are up 32.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Pretty impressive short covering rally that we've seen in the soybeans. I guess on ideas that the crush has been outstanding, so old crop may be disappearing, and the meal market might be reflecting that as well. And then on the new soybeans, that maybe all of this rain might mean fewer soybean acres get planted and more prevented planting is reported. But we've come up against some pretty stiff numbers on the charts, and if the market is going to be more than short covering and maybe some end buying and commercial buying, we need to see a little more yet.
Oh, we do. There's no question about it, Dave. When you look at, I think you've got two things going on in old crop beans. One, of course, that farmers continue to not sell, and definitely the excellent crush does say that, you know, we're continuing to move it, and it's being supported by meal. On new crop, definitely the rain is an issue. I did some interesting information, though. When you look at, you know, people are saying prevent plant, everybody's going to take prevent plant on beans. But, you know, if you really look at a guy who's got 80% coverage, and let's say that the last planting day is the 20th of June, mm-hmm. and he goes all the way down to the 5th of July when he's dropped from 80% down to 65%, if he can get it in the ground on his 85%, he's still guaranteed 628.5 per bushel. And for prevent plant, he's going to get 464. So I think we're going to see, guys, if we get a window of any kind, try and put it in the ground. Whether it's going to produce or not, that's the question. You know, nobody can know that for sure. But you're right. It's going to take a great deal. We're going to have to get above that weekly trend line from the low on December 29th to the low of March 2nd, the week of March 2nd. In other words, we got to get above 946 to really believe that beans have an opportunity to, you know, to extend where they're going. And on Dease corn, same situation. We got to get above that 384, which is the low from the week of January 26th through the week of March 16th. Then I think we might have a chance. But there's a lot of other things going on in the world that are going to have an impact, too.
Let's talk about weather for a little bit before we get to things like the Fed talking today and Janet Yellen meeting with the media this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have Bill, tropical Bill downgraded, I guess, to depression, but it's raining like crazy in Texas of late. And remnants of that probably are going to push further north. And it is like the wettest May on record, I read somewhere. And mm-hmm. June has not let up all that much. And it's a wet week this week. I begin to wonder if nitrogen leaching is now an issue.
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know, there's no question. And the bigger problem that exists probably is the fact that, you know, you can't get back out even if you want to do something, unless it starts to dry out. And then the height of the corn has everything to do with it. So I do believe nitrogen leaching will be an issue in the extremely heavy areas. I mean, even in the Champaign area, we've had like 7 inches in the last 2 weeks. And yet the corn was already down into the nitrogen by that point in time. I look at Bill, and he really, we're actually in Missouri right now, and I'll tell you, we did have downpours here. Holy smokers. It just poured like crazy from him. And they are expecting, you know, that we're going to get probably another 4 inches or something like that. But it looks like he's kind of petering out, and it's going to be mostly in the southern portions of Indiana and Illinois that probably get hit the worst. And after that, the weather forecast is beginning to look pretty favorable in terms of taking it out. If it would have been for Bill, I think this would have been a very good week. But who knows? Maybe there'll be another Bill. You can never tell, from what goes on in the weather place. But it is recharging some of the soil that was very, very dry. You know, everybody seems to forget about that when we start talking about excess. There is excess, but there's also soil that was extremely dry that's starting to benefit from some of this.
I think that if we recall, much of the planting was early in the corn in a fairly narrow window. We got a lot in very quickly. And so it was going to reach pollination all at roughly the same time, depending on end dates and what the varieties were picked. But generally speaking, a lot of it in pollination at the same time. It probably could get pretty hot and not affect pollination at all at this point, given all the wetness.
I would think so. I think that the profile of moisture that we have is a great benefit to us. And so I think that we could probably withstand a couple weeks of hot weather. In the main part of the belt, basically. So that's a plus. But who knows? You know, I don't know. This is a crazy year is what it is so far.
All right, let's turn our attention to Janet Yellen and the Fed and what we might see this afternoon. A lot of people saying we're not going to see anything.
Well, I think that that's a very good possibility that we won't see anything at all. You know, if they do a rate hike, it's going to be the first time in 9 years. And nothing will come out until 1 o'clock Central Time anyway, so it'll be right at the end of the grain market sessions. I think we're going to see, we're seeing the dollar rally a bit right now, primarily, I believe, based on the fact that we are seeing Greece, and this whole Greece situation is just a mess. I think that, you know, the Eurozone could do without Greece, but I think what could happen on the other side is you could see it have big repercussions across the world. And you can tell the Greek people are nervous because on Monday alone they took out 400 million euros from the bank in Greece, and they've been taking out about 2 to 250 million a day for the last few weeks, you know. So if you look at that, you've got to say to yourself, oh, they live there. So, you know, they're not very confident about anything working itself out. Back to the Fed, I don't think that we're going to see a rate hike right at this juncture. I don't think we have enough to back it up just yet.
The rally that we've seen since last summer, which has peaked over 100 in the December time frame, and now we're moving essentially sideways, does that assume a quarter in point increase anyway?
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. I think that there are enough people on the Board of Governors, though, that it's pretty split as to whether they're going to do anything and what the potential repercussions could be if they do. You know, so it could possibly say that. But, you know, we've really only been trading sideways, basically, since the beginning of June. And so we'll see once. I just don't think it's going to happen, but... You know, wouldn't it be nice? The big thing is, it'll be nice when it finally once happens. You know, all of this hype ahead of time, and then the letdown or the euphoria after is kind of crazy in some respects. You know, it's keeping the Dow Jones, of course, kind of tied up. You know, the grease situation is too, and so it'd be nice to be able to have firm ground and know. The key still is, who cares when? It's how much.
And how, you know? And how rapidly.
Right. I mean, you know, that's really the key to everything. And I think, you know, anytime, you know, investors are nervous, you can tell the volatility index, jumped way up again because investors are, they just don't know where they stand. So maybe she'll be able to come out and talk to us about something and give us somewhat of an indication. But that's really not her style. I mean, you know, she's pretty close to the vest when it comes to her comments. And, one time it's okay, we'll wait till the rates get here, and the next time it's different.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.